Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Wait like 5 seconds on the delay here. Last time it worked, Alexa, so we looked like idiots. Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back. And we are joined. We are joined by Johnny Fairplay, who, you know, as everybody knows, the host of Survivor NSFW.
Does everyone know that?
I mean, now they know. Know, right? Not enough people know. Yeah. That's
speaking of idiots, as you all heard as we let in.
He is a Survivor Hall of Famer, and he begged us actually to come on to this podcast because he wants to talk about Sandra's winners at it. So go ahead, Fair, all you.
Oh, well, you know me. I mean, that's
big Sandra guy.
Yeah, she's the best. She explains to me that she's the best. So now I catch on Survivor NSFW, I feel as though I'm being the nicest discussing Sandra I have been in years. But let me preface this by saying anything I've ever said on any podcast that I've done, any podcast that I've been on, whether you feel that they're mean things or you don't believe them, that's fine that you feel that way. I say this to Sandra, and Sandra says just as much back. I mean, like, we have that kind of friendship where there's an honesty. Like, you know, do I think Sandra, you know, probably played the best game, or not probably, has played the best game of any Survivor ever? Obviously, she fucking won twice. No one else until next May can say that. Mm. So, and even then, there's a bunch of motherfuckers that don't deserve to be there, but that. They obviously do deserve to be there. They won a fucking $1 million one time already. So, you know, who am I to say and all that? But, you know, as far as negative things, you know, these aren't, you know, I don't dislike Sandra. We're friends. We just have a very extremely different style of playing the game.
Well, and for anybody who has virgin ears here, Fair Play, we do not censor anybody. So everybody get ready for the F-bombs.
And oh, yeah, sorry.
About
yeah,
it
yeah.
here in the chat. We don't care.
Chew ads. But, I can't wait.
Yes, oh, I'm so excited for how that's going to come up.
We will do a blue chew ad, I assure you.
But all that
copy ready.
All those nice things being said about Sandra,
yeah.
You think she's playing the best game on this season as well?
Probably.
You know,
she's laying
what?
Low at this point. No one else is.
She's very much laying low. I have a confessional account here, she's not listed. But I think if she were, she would be among the top. So I think that's extremely, extremely telling. So, I mean, I don't know. I wanted to hate the concept, and I pretty much do. I think they've made it as palatable as possible for me. Because this isn't for, like, this season is not for me. The Island of the Idols bringing back Boston Rob and Sandra, you know, of all the people you could have chosen, That's not what I'm looking for. However, if I'm in casting and I'm putting together an Island of the Idols season, as much as a, I think a Boston or a Rob C and a Stephen Fishback would play those roles immensely better. Mm-hmm. I don't, they're not drawing out eyeballs.
No.
You know, outside of this podcast, Rob's, yes, Rob has his fans and Stephen, I feel probably to a lesser degree has his fans, but still plenty of fans, nothing to the numbers that a Boston Rob and a Sandra pull. So, and as I felt that they've made it pretty much harmless. I mean, like, you know, what was it? Vince last week had to go to the other camp and still fire. Who gives a fuck? I mean, like, it's not like, like there was no repercussion if he got caught, right?
I mean, it seemed like he would. I think he would have lost his vote if he didn't get fired. I don't know what would have happened.
But all he said, so why not just fucking walk up and go, "Hey guys, I'm getting fired." I mean, what the does? Yeah. I mean, because when he got like, you know, production apparently didn't tell Rob and Sandra what happened because he was like, "I got ashes." He didn't. I mean, that like, you know, he was like, because they were burning when I got them. And it's like, motherfucker, you couldn't have grabbed coals with your fucking hand if they were burning when you got them. That ain't true.
Been
you,
dead.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, so just fucking, you know, if there was no explicit rule that, you know, that they can't see you, just like, hey, so I'm getting fired, guys. Peace. And they're like, what the fuck was that? I was like, I don't know.
It just blows up. Maybe it blows up his game, but then he went home that night anyway. So could it have blown up his game any worse than his game was blown up?
I think going home is going home.
Yeah, that's what I think.
He got a little too big for his britches. Like, I thought on the pre stuff, he seemed likable. And he's one of those characters that is likable. And you know, I guarantee if you, well, I might be wrong, you know. I would like to think you meet him in person. He's an extremely likable person. But those people, when they get a little bit of power, it's like, now watch me. I'm going to, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, like just relax with the power. Really. I mean, like I understand, you know, I'm a little guilty of that sometimes myself, but just play it cool, man. Like, act like you've been there. So,
yeah. Which I think is happening on this season. A lot of people are having a hard time pretending like they've been there, acting like they've been there. And that's why I think we've seen better players go home than we normally would see in previous seasons, such as Molly, Chelsea, Vince, Ronnie. They're all like, not even Chelsea. I still don't know what Chelsea did wrong last week, but like
Chelsea knows what Chelsea did wrong.
Yeah, but like Ronnie and
that was it. Yeah, Showmance was it. I think the I was talking with Lex off the record. And the game of Survivor in 2019, at least with newbies, is such a fast paced game that they're mm-hmm. skipping the first like eight chat. Like, they're playing they're using the Johnny Fairplay handbook of playing Survivor. Like when I played Pearl Islands, I was like, we ever go to tribal council, the first motherfucker to go home is Rupert or Burton. I'm taking out the number one motherfucker here is my game plan. But that was a unique game plan and a game plan that no one else is playing, nor did I want anyone else to play except for the people that I convinced to do that on that play. And then you backtrack from there.
Yeah.
So in 2019, it's just like, hey, are you likable? Do you think, you know, people might remotely like you at the end? Well, let me send that motherfucker home.
It's yeah.
Like, calm down, man. You got, you know, like, you know, it's cool. You know, I mean, like,
unlikable people.
Well, they're getting rid of people that I want to see. I mean, like the two hottest chicks in the season was fucking Molly and Chelsea. I mean,
they're gone.
They're
gone.
I mean, like,
this
I got
a great season to have edge of extinction.
Yeah. I got old Janet to look at.
Hey, Janet's a very, very beautiful woman. Fair play.
You know what? Elizabeth's growing on me. Like Elizabeth with the
subtraction. She's getting island hot.
With the subtraction of Molly and Chelsea, Elizabeth's jumping up into that spot. I'm just like, man, because I wasn't there on the premiere.
Yeah. And I know Alexa will never ask you this, so I'll ask you this. What are you thinking about Aaron?
What about him?
Oh, in terms Aaron's of hot? Like hotness.
Oh, I can ask that.
Okay.
What? You think Aaron's hot?
I mean, I make fun of his tramp stamps. he's got some shitty artwork, man. I mean, when Alexa's working a real job and you know, supporting our future family, Phil is
someone's got to be the breadwinner here.
Yeah, and Phil is watching my cast prediction episode with Jenna along Lowe. With Aaron. Aaron's watching and fucking Facebook messaging me the whole time. He's like, you guys called me a tramp stamp bitch.
Hey, at least he can take it. I like people who can take a good joke.
He loved it. He was all in.
I haven't noticed the tramp stamps. I've only noticed the classic shoulder tribal tattoo.
Yeah, no, I'm not
looking at his butt, but
yeah, I don't think he literally has a tramp stamp. I think we're just making fun of his shitty 1998 fucking Nickelback's not bad, right? I mean, little POD stained. Come on.
I love it. I am creating this playlist tonight, and we're gonna have a Johnny Fair play episode 5 predictions of power rankings Spotify playlist of Stained, POD,
yeah,
Nickelback, Creed.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I have that fucking shitbag. For the record, I have no idea what the word Wandoff means. So I will not be participating.
Quote unquote.
Yes.
Quote unquote. All right.
I really don't. I think I get the gist of it, but I don't need to finalize that in my head. I don't know.
I feel like this could be a lead into the Hymns ad or the Blue Chew.
Your interpretation of the wand off is probably different than everyone else's interpretation of the wand.
It's fine. I can live with it. I like knowing that I don't know 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I like the mystery, not dissing. I mean, I'm sure it's a cool thing for people that like that stuff. I got it. It's a song. Jack's breaking news.
He's breaking news. Do you want us to throw it up there to block your face?
Yeah, fake news, Jack. Super hard picks. Oh, they're coming.
I go to click off the Jack one.
Coming
that one
high.
Shows up. That was totally purposeful.
Oh, now my God. This is your chance, everyone under the age of 17 years old or like 30. Turn
tap.
Back now.
Yeah.
Turn
back. Tap it's, out.
We are 10 minutes in.
You're
we have not mentioned a single thing about power rankings, and I accidentally just clicked RD's great comment that Fair Play is going to be. So there's a new profile pick right there.
Oh, my God.
Well, Fair Play, I know you care about these kinds of things. Last week, yeah. Bradley got 1 point for the Survivor team. So the Survivor team has 11 points. I have 24. Alexa/Robert has 19. So you got to pull them out of the hole here.
I mean, you fucked the team Survivor. Bradley sucked on the show, sucks in real life, and apparently sucks at this. But I could be worse. My winner picks were like fucking Chelsea and I liked Molly. I don't think I had it as a winner pick, but I had Chelsea up there and I don't even know who I have left, but I do have a new ranking system of all the shows you could ask me to do, this is the worst.
Last week in your recap, yeah, that like you are the worst person at predicting things, which is exactly why we called you.
Is that why you? I mean, like, so you just want to beat Survivor? You're just like, oh, I mean, we get
how much cooler are we? It's like we beat a bunch of survivors. They know the game so well that they.
But who are the other survivors? So Bradley sucks. Next,
Rick Devins. We did.
Eh.
Carl Boudreau. Don't say anything bad.
I love Carl.
Yeah, everybody loves Carl. I owe Carl a case of beer because the Astros knocked out the Yankees the other night.
Go Astros. Oh,
that's good.
And then we don't know exactly who's next week.
Okay.
So
if anyone's interested, please contact us.
Yeah. So I like Devins. So he's nice.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. All right, we're on a good start here, but they've only got you 11 points. So you're really down there in the hole. And I'm sure with how good you are here, you're about to work magic, right? I mean, it's the swap episode, which is always the easiest one to predict, so this will be fun.
Why is the swap on the easiest?
It's not. It's brutal. It sucks. It's the worst.
Okay.
You don't even know the tribes. They used to at least like spoil things and give us the tribes, and then
Jeff put a fucking shutdown on that shit. So
yeah, Jeff laid down the hammer, and I love it.
I wasn't paying attention to that stuff because I don't. I mean, like, honestly, if I weren't doing a podcast, I would fast forward through every fucking challenge unless I saw a fucking blindfold. If there's not a blindfold with no possibility of someone getting hit in the dick, then I don't.
Did you see Alexa's photo for our last
I
episode
put the
recap?
Tommy like getting like whacked.
She had the photo is Tommy just getting hit right in the
perfect. So
absolutely,
that's all. I'm all into that. But if I wasn't doing, I don't give a fuck about any challenge ever in the history of fucking. I mean, especially like go back on Pro Island. It's like, you guys want a sewing machine? It's like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Can
we
chair.
Eat needles? Like, what am I?
I don't
doing
want
here?
A chair. I hate chairs.
I know you hate chairs.
I am very anti chairs.
Oh,
I just feel it. I mean, number one, it takes me back to feed the season, not the country, the season Fiji, when they had the haves and the have nots.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I was just like, ugh, Gilligan's Island, this fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. So I just hate the visual of it. Like, that's not Survivor sitting in a fucking chair.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, I mean, like I can live with a hammock, but a hammock creates tribe tension.
It did with the Godfather.
So it's just like, why does that motherfucker get to hit sit in the hammock? Mm-hmm. Like, because Rupert's like, that's my hammock. I'm like, oh, die.
Die.
I'm going to catch the baby shark, the mama shark there, and I'm going to get the baby. And I'm like, go for it, brother. You can get it. I'm like, let that fucking shark eat this motherfucker. Finally.
I want a rendition of Rupert singing Baby Shark for all of us now. Because the way you just said Baby Shark there and Mama Shark, I'm pumped. I want Rupert singing it.
I got the 45 in the other room. I can put it on.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Don't ever shark. Show.
That's gonna be our new intro. We need to
kill
intro.
The mama shark, shark, shark.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, fair play.
Yeah.
Why don't we start doing the power rankings, since we'll get off topic anyway.
So
we will.
You guys have so many people that troll me one time. I mean, like, it sucks because, like, I feel like my numbers on Twitter would be double, but I just fucking, you say anything, like, I can't, I purposely can't take a joke. Like, if you're my friend, you fucking, like, let's zing back and forth. I'm mm-hmm. totally cool with that. You're a fucking stranger with a fucking egg as your fucking avatar. Like, you are Twitter dead in a millisecond. I'm just block, see you. So, and then people hit me up on other social media. They're like, dude, why'd you, I'm like, I'm gonna block you here. Like, you don't get forgiveness. Like,
goddamn profile picture.
Be lucky I didn't fucking find you here, motherfucker. Just be happy. Like, you're done. You're dead. There's so many thousands of people that if I attempted to look to find you to unblock you, I'd kill myself. So that ain't happening. So
Twitter dead. Heard it here.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you guys have, as I said, these one-time 12-second trolls are just like, oh, Fair Play is going to hit on Alexa and fucking go off topics. Like, yeah, motherfucker. Hell, that's why I'm here. I ain't trying to fuck Phil.
That's why he does it. Well, I tried to do my hair up tonight and he still hasn't noticed. I think I look great tonight.
If you didn't hit on me and make a Blue Chew ad, I don't know why we invited you.
I'm disappointed you're not in bed. This is weird for me. I'm not wearing pants.
I'm wearing pants, unfortunately. And your photo is, like, nowhere to be found. This is bad.
This is super
bad.
This is
bullshit. This is bullshit.
Don't worry. I made copies, though. I have them all right now.
Don't worry. Phil's in his bed waiting right now.
Phil's box springs are on the floor. You know? Dude, it's like 20 bucks at fucking Goodwill. Just get the fucking little frame thing.
I got this mattress off the street. There was one just, like, on the curb in front of my apartment in LA. I figured it's
price was right.
It's not a big deal. Yeah, oh, yeah. It was nothing. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
There are
it.
Always mattresses.
Comes with bed bugs.
Yeah. So always mattresses in LA.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. All right. Fair play.
Oh.
Now that your girls are gone, now that you have nothing to watch for, now that War Dog sucks eggs and Sandra's still on your TV for another 9 weeks.
And available at JohnnyFairplay.com. Oh, 20% off until tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
All t-shirts. And once again, you get a phone call from Johnny Fairplay. Yeah, but go to JohnnyFairplay.com and get a War Dog sucks eggs t-shirt. So there you go.
War Dog sucks eggs.
It's true. It's fact. War Dog sucks eggs. I like that you do. I always purposely do lowercase for War Dog because I know that's just a little.
It just gets at mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just a knife.
So, and with that, never the ugh. Mm-mm. Never.
No.
Mm-mm. Yep. Oh, you bet War Dog's. I know War Dog's watching now. Fucking lurking.
Lurking.
Looking like a bitch.
Oh, man. He's going to show up and he's going to defend himself, right? That's what's going to happen. What's he pointing at?
My ward. Oh,
the face.
Oh, you're blocking. Oh, there it is. Look at him. How gorgeous.
Yeah. It says Johnny, your absolute favorite, and he misspelled your. It's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. So you are
apostrophe
absolute favorite.
I love it.
It makes me so happy that he incorrectly did that.
that's one that you keep on the wall there.
Yeah,
that's
I covered. I don't know. I got a lot of shit. So that's my hat from Witchcott. Oh my god, I brought the coolest thing ever. I would have been here about 2 minutes earlier to chat early, but I had to grab this because. I wanted to show off for Alexa and make Phil jealous.
Oh, I'm already blushing.
Am I proposing right now, Alexa?
My heart is fluttering.
My heart is fluttering. Phil actually proposed to me last year. People forget that.
It didn't work. It. I can't see what it says.
And then on the back.
What does it say?
This is a Billy Garcia coin.
Oh my god. I say yes. Let's get married.
This might be the greatest thing I own.
I've been waiting my whole life for this.
I don't know if I can part with it.
I don't know why you ever would. It's not worth marrying anybody.
I have so many questions.
Your prenup would have to say guaranteed no divorce because I couldn't risk it leaving my house. It's pretty special. So yeah, Billy Garcia made these and was selling or still, I think he's pretty low, but it's the skull from the shirt, you know, the shirt Billy likes to wear. And then it's got a bunch of skulls above that with crossbones. Then on the back, the actual Survivor logo in Survivor font. Uh-oh. Don't think he had permission. And that's it. That's it. Billy Garcia gold coin. I think he was selling them for, I think at one time, like $100.
Oh my god. What'd you get it for?
God.
He gave it to me.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh, you're blushing.
I am.
I'm blushing.
I'm so happy. It's of all the Survivor things that I could, I mean, because I have some pretty great, like, I have a Survivor Hall of Fame shot glass that they sent me. Like, you know, they sent fucking Boston, they sent Rob C. Thermos, I think.
Oh,
or I got a shot glass, and then I got a candy jar, and then this I broke out.
Ooh, I like that.
That was on my torch from Fans versus Favorites and somehow showed up at the finale.
This finale?
At that finale, they're like, I got called into an office, and they're just like, someone felt you should have this. I was like, who? They're like, someone's trying to keep their fucking job. So yeah, that mysteriously disappeared from my torch.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Conspiracy starts now.
Yeah, I mean production. It wasn't Jeff. I promise.
Okay. All right. Fair play. Who's your number one?
You start with one and go down or go?
Yeah, you start with who you think is safest and you go to who you think is in the most danger. Okay. Got to keep the drama going.
Okay, I guess most.
Because then there's no drama. If you already put out who you think is going home, then there's no drama because then it's like, oh, well, they think these last 10 people are safe. Then.
Okay, I get it. I just thought, like, you know, my number one safest would be like, ooh, like he thinks that person has the best chance.
Not because I just kept putting Chelsea at number one, and now that she's gone, I'm just going to put Tommy.
Okay.
Well, Tommy's number one for Phil.
Yeah, every week. So
spoiler alert. I don't have him that high. And I want to do bad things to his Disney mugs. Number one is Elaine.
Ooh. Love Elaine. Yeah. That's pretty high. Talk to us. We haven't heard your opinion. Well, we have, but our people haven't.
Well, I mean, I think she's salt of the earth. I think she's female Big Tom. I mean, I learned so much by watching that premiere with her when Ronnie gives this whole spiel. And then afterwards, she's like, you know, I think I know exactly where we're at. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. Did that fucking slick talk it? And she's like, we're right here. We ain't nowhere close. I'm going to send him home. And I'm just like, all right. So now I think she just has a really good street smart read on people. And I don't think she looks like a threat, but I think she's a hell of a lot stronger than you think. She's going to be like a Jane Bright when it comes to later individual challenges if she's still around. And I think she'll be overestimated. And I think there's a likability. You see plenty of people interacting with her, you know, throughout the episodes thus far. And I think that's telling.
Yeah. And last week we saw her, like Alexa and I were talking about at Tribal. She was like, I don't know what's going on. Everybody's moving so fast. She's totally full of shit. She knows exactly what's going on. She's just playing into the stupidity and she's playing into it because she knows that that's how she's being perceived just because she might not be as like world.
No, it's just the accent. So people hear that all hillbilly accent and they're just like, yeah, fuck, Nick won because of that accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he totally did.
Yeah. Donathan played a great fucking game with that accent. Like, don't let Donathan, I mean, Donathan's a little crazy and God bless him and I love him. But
but
he's sharp. I mean, he's go back and look at his game. I mean, he knew where him and Laurel, he knew exactly where they were, the power that they had, when to make the move, and she went and pulled the trigger with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was right.
Would have made a better season.
Yikes.
Just going to say that. I'm just going to put that on the table.
Please. I don't know. I mean, like, it's boring. I mean, like, you know, I love Wendell as a person, and I think he's a really likable winner. It was just the dominance of Dom and Wendell made that boring. It wasn't that they were, you know, necessarily bad TV or anything, but just, you know, with the ability to guarantee nothing happens on your season, it's just anticlimactic. So, but I don't think Laurel would have, you know, killed us with some awesome confessionals if she had fallen into power.
Now, so let me ask you.
You would have been like one of those like a Tawana, like, you know, got the power for one episode and then, you know, abuses, like, all right, next.
And now let me ask you, though, fair play, not to get completely sidetracked again, but Alexa just said that it would have made Ghost Island a better season. Do you trust Alexa's taste in Survivor seasons? And now I'm going to sit back and I'm going to.
Oh, no, Phil, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe you need a Pearl Islands rewatch, you know, maybe.
I probably do. I actually definitely do.
Probably pencil something in, you know, just.
Give me that coin and I'll think about it.
it's not carried away.
It's not prioritizing correctly here.
Jesus, fucking. Just
I'm
like,
just
hey,
impressed you listened to us for that long. That was a long ass podcast and that was smacked up in the middle of it.
Yeah, and I didn't understand why it needed to be that long.
Same.
Yeah,
I can give you my number one or my number 15 now if you want. I mean, 25 minutes is pretty strong. If every Survivor NSFW episode was 25 minutes, me and Matt would be the happiest two podcasters ever. So.
Oh yeah, we got a comment the other day that was like, "Why is this over an hour?" And I wanted to just respond and say, "Because we hit start, and by the time we hit stop, 60 minutes had elapsed." Like, why is it over? I don't know, because we talk. Because that's what we do.
Don't shut up. I haven't talked about this for a month. I have a lot.
Alexa hasn't even said her number one yet. But we
minutes yet.
Yeah. No, Alexa, I've been like your fucking stand-ins, Phil. I mean, I don't know if your eyes work, but they ain't her. So
it's done wonders for my ego. People have been missing me, and that makes me feel nice.
Well, I would like to think that the numbers have fucking just plummeted.
Skyrocketed.
What?
Skyrocketed. And I'm not even lying about this, fair play. You want to hear something funny? Yeah. YouTube views, way down.
Yeah.
Downloads, way up.
Okay.
Probably because
there's nothing
to look at. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Yeah. No,
I'll take it. I don't have good takes, but
this is like the only podcast I watch. And I assure you, I have not watched your first 3 weeks.
Oh, man. Wait, fair play. Well, now I need to dress nicer.
Fair play. Would you watch it if it was like this?
No.
You also removed my audio.
That's not fair. Thank you, I appreciate that.
This is how it should be.
No one wants to see that.
All right, here we go. All right.
Anyway, Alexa,
my number one, she should be down at the bottom because she has an idol and people with idols go home. But I have Kelly at number one. I know that's, again, not one of my spicier takes, but she's in a really good spot. It actually kind of has nothing to do with her having an idol, even though it's probably like now growing like roots in her hair. But she's in that kind of majority Vokai alliance, and that Vokai tribe is looking so good. Lyra's such a hot mess. And even though they're going to break up, I think she's going to get along with anybody just fine. I think an ex Lyra is still going to go home this week.
She's my number two.
Kelly is the number one most confessionals since the season starts. She has a total of 14 as of right now, but she got 9 on season 2 because of the whole Island of the Idols thing.
Yeah.
Her Island of the Idols was probably the longest, most drawn out, biggest one, 'cause it was the big intro to Island of the Idols. Like, our Elizabeth's was, but that was like the first time we actually got to see it where it was like somebody actually was going to win, get the idol. So they really took their time with that one, and she got a lot of screen time there.
I think just nothing's been happening on the season, and that was the only thing they had to use on the episode.
Had 3 blindsides, 4 blindsides.
Yeah,
but no one knows why any of that happened.
But yeah, but they, I mean, like, episode 3 was the worst, the most boring single episode of Survivor I've seen since probably like Triple H.
Which episode?
You remember Ghost Island was in there, right?
Yeah. I think it was the most boring since then. So episode 3.
You're talking about the Vince booth.
Yeah, the Vince booth. Nothing happened.
What's so crazy is...
They spent too much time with him crawling around.
Yeah, and it, like, that was supposed to be the whole thing, but it should have been more exhilarating. For some reason, I couldn't really get into it.
That was the anticlimactic. And I just think Lyra is not as interesting as Volkai or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
give me Nora or give me death.
Yeah, Nora's something. So
yeah, we'll get to Nora at some point tonight, I think.
But not for number 2.
Yeah, no, my 2 was Kelly. I agree. I think she's fine. Got the idol and only can use it for 2 votes. So I feel like at a swap, that's the perfect time to feel like you're in danger and just play the idol so you don't go home like Vince and Chelsea did. Though she doesn't know that Vince and Chelsea both went home with idols, so who knows? But I think she's fine. Fair play.
My number 2, Elizabeth.
Same. Ooh. Ooh. Love her.
Yeah.
Mostly because I'm sick of everybody slandering her.
Well, I mean, as number 1, she's getting more attractive. She's getting island hot. And she's a beast, you know, on the challenges.
She crushes it in challenges,
which you would think would make her a threat, but she seems to be just interwound in the group. I mean, like, I she seems like the fun sister everybody's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Like of everyone you could, like, Chelsea should have assumed that role, and I think she didn't because Elizabeth's there. So if Elizabeth is that much better at playing that part, then I think she sticks around for the same reason that we thought Chelsea would have.
Yeah.
I think Elizabeth's also just super genuine. She made it pretty clear in her preseason stuff that she can't really lie. We saw that she can't really lie.
Yeah.
But I think in this kind of season where everybody's just like going 100 miles an hour, her just like playing back and playing kind of simple is really working for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's been the one who's defended people when it was, maybe, what was it, maybe Tom should go home or something. She runs back and says, I don't want Tom to go home, and everybody kind of listens to her. So I think she's in a much better spot than she ever should have been after what happened to her in episode 1, because in episode 1, she was like the laughingstock of the Survivor community, and then now she's done a complete 180, I think. I think she's in a really good position.
But even like... Like, she has the challenge, and Boston Rob's demeaning because that's what Boston Rob does. I mean, it's just like, I mean, you know, as stupid as it sounds, it's just, she had no idea that she could ask for a better offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyone that's saying, you know, like, especially, she's so stupid. It's like, dude,
how would she have known?
Yeah. So fuck you on that, dude. Like, I just thought it was just rude. It's just like, I'm like, you're just looking for a reason to fucking shit on somebody, which, like, and number 2, you're there for the fucking experience. If she would have said, no, I don't think I can beat Boston Robin making a fire because that's fucking insane. Everyone would be like, well, you were fucking there. Why didn't you just try?
Yeah.
Well, I think she got more crap because she didn't at least say those words of, I don't think I can beat you, Rob, but I'll do it because I'm here for the experience. Like, if she would have posed it that way, I think she would have been more well received. But she didn't even preface with, I don't think I can beat you. And that's when everybody was like, you just watched him make that in 5 seconds. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still. But I don't think she was worried that lose a vote meant anything. She was just like, you know what? I might get lucky. If not, I mean, if I lose a vote, it won't affect anything.
Yeah.
Did Boston Rob get to use his script as kindling, though? Because that wouldn't be fair.
I'm sure that motherfucker had a lighter. So yeah, whatever.
My conspiracy theory is that people are salty that she's not a super fan, and they're super fans who aren't on the show.
I think you're right.
That's my.
But she has now gone further than Vince and Chelsea and Ronnie.
Yeah.
And Nolly.
Haven't we had enough shitty super fans that haven't? I mean, like,
yeah.
I get the problem. The Mactors suck. I get that, but the super fans kind of suck too. So how about this middle ground of just some fucking just
normal
people,
Olympians.
Yeah,
normal maybe they Olympian.
That's how Johnny Fairplay got on the first time. Before he was Fairplay, he was an Olympian.
Well, of sorts. I have a medal. Have you seen?
Yeah, exactly.
That looks like an FBI badge.
It does.
Oh my god. I do have a secret, like my jean jacket, I have, you know, like probably 100 pins on it and patches or whatever. But I met a secret service guy, and he gave me his pin for my jean jacket.
Wow.
That's pretty
good. So he goes, if you ever watch like Jim Gray doing the sports announcing, he has that same pin on his blazer every time.
There you go. And why aren't you wearing that right now in your Wardog Sucks Egg shirt?
I'm not wearing my jean jacket.
I'm trying to impress us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know where my bread's buttered here. Anti-Wardog shit goes a long way.
It does. It does. That'll get the views here. Well, I don't have Elizabeth that high. I have Jamal at number three. He has an idol. I think Jamal has completely turned the corner here. I think that nobody is looking at Jamal as like a threat. Nobody was concerned that he was going to look for an idol because straight up, I don't think anybody really liked Jamal and his tribe. I think that he was in one of those situations where everybody can go out on the boat and Jamal can stay behind and no one's going to question it, just because I think he's kind of come across as a little bitter to that Vokai tribe. Always on the outs and didn't really try to work his way back in. So he goes, finds the idol. They zoomed in pretty damn close on it. I don't know why, because it's not the most beautiful thing ever made.
It is the worst idol I've ever seen. So
because they did that, I feel like that means Jamal's sticking around for a while. There's a reason that all that happened. Jamal is, his confessionals are phenomenal. I love it. And I think he's going to be our villain on this season.
Maybe. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, my thoughts on,
I guess you'll get to him.
Yeah. I'll get to Jamal. So, but, I mean, I don't know. I think I like Jamal, but I don't know if he's going to be the villain. I still think there's hope for Dan to
I think Dan is the other one who would be the villain.
Yeah. Dan's getting all the Dodo stuff though. He's not really getting the villain.
I know. It's not the picture I was hoping
Hollywood exec is funny and not evil.
Yeah. Weird. All right. So my number three.
You're number three.
Ooh, this one pains me to say this high, but I really feel that this guy is leapfrogged from where he previously was, and he sucks. I mean, I just think he's a poor man's Rob C to every fucking level.
Oh, I know.
There it is. I was wondering who it was going to be.
But I mean, if you're going to steal from one of the best, so. I have number three. I have Jason. I think his breakout episode was episode four, Pearl Islands. They waited till episode four to let Johnny Fairplay break out. So I feel his pain. So, I mean, I like him immensely more than I liked him episode one. And I think that speaks volumes. Once again, I still hate him. So, but hopefully he becomes that villain that I'm looking for, that I love to hate and that I will grow to love. So I have number three, Jason.
Yeah, I like Jason. I have him a little bit lower, but I agree with you. I think we're supposed to not like him in the first episode.
Yeah.
And then like, look at me, here I come. I can make fun of my Jewish mom. Here I come.
Oh, that was so good.
And now here he is, you know, now here he is. And I think he's in for the long run. I really do.
But he has that awkwardness of a Rob C, Stephen Fishback. I mean,
David Wright.
Yeah. So
he had the classic first episode blunder, and then he'll probably end up being like our final four fallen angel.
There you
go. That's probably going to happen. Yep.
Just like fair play.
They love that
fallen angel.
They love that archetype.
Mm-hmm. They do. I have Lauren at my number three. I think Lauren has been pretty quiet, which is, I mean, I guess not too surprising because the tribe keeps winning, but I think Lauren's in such a good spot. She's in that kind of majority Vokai group and she's not going to rub anyone the wrong way. I think everyone's going to like her who hangs out with her. So I think she's fine.
Yeah. She hates when people applaud at the end of flights, which is
I thought that was so funny.
That's probably my number. Like, I didn't know it was my number one pet peeve, but like thinking about it, I'm just like, I don't think I hate anything more than fucking people. Because I fall asleep. the second I sit down in my seat, I fall like I fall asleep before we leave the tarmac. And then when the plane hits, I wake up. Yeah. Like that's like I was
running. You wake up to an applause.
Oh,
they're applauding because you're waking up.
Yeah, no.
So like, you're dead the whole time.
I would like to know how many flights she's been on that have applause because I could only think of two, and both times they landed in the Bahamas. So
yeah, no, no. Like which car used to do it all the time? I was JetBlue, I think, did it. Southwest used to do it for a while. Like a tons have. I mean, she's younger, so I don't know who all's still doing it now. But no, I was Rowdy Piper's personal assistant, and he used to buy me first class flights, and like I'd pay, and he was like, "You're a fucking waste of money." And I'm just like, "I have never slept so good on a plane." He goes, "I don't give a fuck." He goes, "You get first class to get fucked up." I'm like, "Wow." So, but no, like, but I sleep every single flight. Like, you know, I purposely, you know, stay at, like, I'm just like, oh, I can binge watch, you know, 8 episodes of something because I'm going to be on a flight tomorrow. So, mm-hmm. But no, waking up and hearing stupid people clap, I'm like, oh, die, all of you. God, why didn't this plane just fucking sink in the ocean?
So do you hate that more than when people clap at the end of a movie when there's nobody there to hear them clap? Like,
I hate that.
Made movie, and like none of those people are in the audience. So it's like, well, who are you clapping to? You're clapping to a screen.
You guys have never clapped in a movie?
The only movie never.
Yeah, the only time 21 Jump Street, that was because Channing Tatum and Ice Cube were there. So everybody clapped.
Oh, yeah. No, mm-hmm. It's like, the only movie I would have been probably like Avengers Endgame.
But yeah, like, that was a good ending.
But I was too busy just crying like a bitch that, you know, like people were clapping. I'm just like, yeah, all right, shut up.
End credits.
yeah, no, I don't clap at movies. Yeah, because they're not fucking there.
You're clapping at the end of like most movies.
Do people clap when we end our podcast? Do they just like...
We should start doing that.
I do.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Because it's over. It's done.
Not because of content.
I keep forgetting that we're paying him by the hour, Alexa. He's dragging this out on purpose. Yeah.
I am going to shamelessly admit that I've clapped at the end of many movies.
Oh, yikes.
Wow.
You and also, my number 4 is Tommy.
Yeah.
who I imagine claps at. Tommy claps
every Disney movie.
At the end of a TV show.
That's why I like him.
He's like, you know what? Way to go. Way to go, Wheel of Fortune.
There you go.
Turning letters.
Like, great blind side, everybody.
Huh? You picked the right consonants. I wouldn't have picked the I.
Oh, he just saw something you didn't see, man.
My God.
Oh, man. Tommy, if you clap at the end of this
Wheel podcast, Fortune, please contact us.
Yeah.
We'll buy you a Billy Garcia pin.
No, from Fair Play.
It's a coin. It's a coin. It's not a pin. And you can't. Yeah, this is for sale.
There's no price you can put on that. That's
no, it is. No, it's for sale.
Oh, it is. Oh.
Yeah, make me an offer. Slip into my DMs.
Phil, how much patron money do we have?
Yeah. Become a patron so that we can buy Fair Play's Billy Garcia medal.
Oh my God. I have an eBay. I have some eBay auctions up, and like as I said that, I just got a message. It's just like, you have a new offer of $40. I was like, I might take it.
Alexa, give me $1. We'll put it 41.
I want my wedding ring to be $42.
Oh, I mean, obviously. You know, it would. You could, you know, mount a ring to that. And then it's, huh?
And then it's like a statement. I don't know. Yeah, it's like where you're going here.
Like simply you're walking and someone's just like, they're like, you know, they give you the eye. You're like, yeah, Cook Islands, right?
You know him, right?
Duh.
Billy Garcia.
Like they showed the flashback with Adam. Like, I know.
Oh my gosh.
Adam and Nate, both in.
Because Adam, I know you chat with Adam sometimes. Is he aware that he just got referenced?
Okay, so I messaged him right after it happened. And I got a call back the next day. What are you talking about?
So Adam Gentry is keeping up with Survivor.
No. And then I told him what they showed, and he was just like, well, how did I look? I'm like a fucking dumb motherfucker, dude. Yeah.
Getting and your ear scratched.
And he was like, accurate. And I was like, he goes, was it bad? I'm just like, well, I mean, they chose to show you. That's good.
Yeah, they showed Parvati working her wonders on Adam. Who doesn't care about? I mean, anybody who actually watched Cook Islands would know that Adam was hooking up with Candace.
And
I like that they show Parvati flirting with him. Didn't work.
Yeah. So
didn't work.
Yeah.
All right. Well. My number four is Aaron. Yeah. How's that feel, everybody? Wow. I'm putting Aaron at number four. I think
because he has a tramp stamp.
Yeah, the tramp stamp.
That's really the only reason. I think that he's the only one from Lyro other than Missy who can actually win. And I now think that at a swap, if we go to two tribes or three tribes, I don't think it matters. He's going to kind of go wherever the wind blows. And I think people are going to try to use him as a number. I don't think that he felt like he was all that in power on Lyro. And he's a big guy. And on a season where there's really not that many strong people, if you get him on your tribe, why not take every advantage you can get? Probably not going to lose if you have him. So I like Aaron.
I feel like he thinks he's in power like every single time, and he never is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I think his read on the room is so. I mean, like, I would get along with the guy. Like, you know, we would be pals out there, but I don't feel like anyone else is. Like, you know, I don't think they dislike him, but they're just like, great idea, bro. Keep him coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I think that, especially Missy, she's working with him for a reason.
Yeah.
It's because he'll always look strong. Like a shield, but she's smarter.
Yeah.
Who's your number four, fair play?
Number four, I'm going Dan. I think Dan.
Love it.
I think Dan somehow, some way becomes the Mike White of this season. And they don't care that he has millions of dollars. They're just like, I think they're just playing so aggressively that as a strategy, he's being taken to the final three because he already has a million and no one will give him another million.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think I think despite the buffoon edit we've gotten thus far, I think we will see that he's going to be one of the strongest strategists on the season. I would be shocked anyone that works in that world bringing that to, I mean, because I brought the pro wrestling world to Survivor. And the acting world is comparable. I think you bring that element to it to a game like Survivor. You have head and shoulders advantage over many of the others.
Yeah, I like Dan. I have Dan at five. I think Dan is in a, like, they're showing a lot of sides of Dan, despite the fact that they could have just played into Dan being creepy. They could have just done that, but they didn't. And so, yeah, I think that he is a little bit more strategic than we're seeing or that we think. So I completely agree with you, fair play.
And he got me too'd on the first episode and fucking came back from that.
That's not easy to do.
2019, coming back from a me too, that, like, Louis C.K. had to wait a year.
I think he's still waiting.
No, he's playing. Playing the artsy comedy club in November here. So if they're letting you play, I think most is forgiven.
Good to know.
Well, he's back. Dan and Louis, the only two who've ever come back.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So I think Dan's in it for the long run. Dan and Jamal, there's our two villains for this season. Two very different style villains.
Dan, Jason.
And, well, Jason is not a villain. Why do you think Jason's a villain?
Rob C was a villain. I don't think Stephen Fishback was, but I think he's more Rob C. Rob C, Survivor Amazon, was a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. I
would have liked him if he was a good guy.
But I think that Jason's not being played up as much like Rob C. He's being played up more like David, and David was a good guy.
I think he's more Rob C. I think, I mean, we'll see.
You just can't get over the look. The black hair with the...
Well, there's that. I mean, but I think, I don't know. Maybe, who knows? I'll tell you who's right. You are, because I'm horrible at these. I am.
Jason's getting the Sia money at the end of the year for being like an organ donor on the island.
Yeah, 14. Yeah,
but what a villain.
Yeah.
All right. Who's everybody else got at five?
I got Fairplay's girl crush. I got Janet. Janet's going to crush it on this season. Mm-hmm. I think Janet, like, she has defied, I think, so many people's, like, stereotypes of her type of player. Like, Janet has been super awesome. She's been super low-key. She's similar to Elizabeth, been crushing it in challenges, and no one's really batted an eyelash. I think Janet's great. And she's, again, I have this, like, core four of Vokai people really high up.
She's my number six.
Hmm. All right, it's a close.
Yeah. So, no, I like her. I, you know, I didn't I guess I didn't want to like her, but I mean, I really didn't even not want to like her. So I just, you know, on the cast assessment, you have to say something to fucking, you know, the op, not clickbait, but I mean, just fucking just yeah. something to fucking talk about. So I called her Old Janet. And then at the premiere, I called her Old Janet with all the ladies at my premiere.
Yeah, they love that.
Yeah. So I caught an earful from Kat and Mama C and everyone else. So, but no, Janet seems extremely likable, in the loop, and so strong. I mean, if she had, I felt she just mistimed her gasp for breath on that one-on-one challenge. It was a tribal tribe challenge, but she went one-on-one to start against Elizabeth. And I think if she had timed her breath better, I think she would have done exactly the same as Elizabeth. Agreed. And I think the only reason she mistimed her breath is because I'm going as a fucking Olympian. Like, I want to fucking, you know, I want to stand at the big boys table or the big girl table, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she was way closer in that challenge than people believe. And I guarantee that if you were to time Janet against like any other survivor who would have run that challenge, she would have probably beaten them. It's just she went against Elizabeth.
Well, it's going to be awesome for Janet when she finds out that Elizabeth is an Olympian. Like, I don't think they don't know, right?
I don't know if they know or not.
I don't think they know.
She might not know.
I feel like Jeff said the Olympian versus the lifeguard on that challenge.
That might have just been voiceover dubbed in, though.
I don't know. They had a really horrible voiceover thing on Elizabeth during that challenge.
Did you notice in the last episode, they had like one of the first times I've ever heard this. Jeff says something and they cut to like the tribes talking and you still hear Jeff in the background repeating the same thing he had just said. It was like the first time I'd ever noticed it.
Survivor you guys catch so much more than I do.
Well, that's why we're the experts, Alexa. I mean, right. This is what experts do.
you're the smoke show.
That's all I'm here for.
mean, you got to catch the editing, the poor editing, Alexa.
Got to do it.
That's all I'm. I mean, God.
Why else would you watch Survivor? This just season's for the poor editing.
This season's tough. This is a tough season.
I'm loving it.
I like this season. I don't know what Fairplay's talking about.
Okay, Alexa, have you watched? Like, have you been watching on Wednesday nights, or did you fall behind? Because I think I had bundled like three together, I'd been like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the first three, I just watched them like a day or two late. So, I just have bad taste.
I've just been really enjoying this season because I've been
you
talking
do have
about
bad taste, Alexa. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, Phil, you have, there's no excuse for you. You have great taste. I don't know what's fucking going on here.
Thank you.
I think you miss Survivor when it's gone, especially this past off season. They gave us no reminders that Survivor was still a thing. And then when they give it to you, you're just like, thank you. May I have another? And
thank like, you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, but it kind of sucks. Yeah. It's like, I'll eat it. It's okay.
Yeah.
But CBS's highest rated show. Since,
love it.
For the first time
since 21.
Since 2001. But that's not true because in 2003, CSI was the ratings juggernaut. They were number one every week. It wasn't, you know, just the Wednesday night or Thursday night. It was CSI was number one. Survivor was number two, not because of me in particular, but because the pirate theme was fresh off the heels of Pirates of the Caribbean. So we started the season at number two, just with, you know, everyone was like pirates, anything pirates, you know,
pirates.
Yeah. I mean that we had the vampire thing. We had the zombie thing, you know, like things go in spurts like that. So that helped us. So the episode that I voted out Rupert, you know, America, I guess the world, they're just like, I'm never watching again. Screw Johnny Fairplay, screw Survivor. And so the next episode was a Thursday night episode or Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday.
Still Thursdays back then.
But I think they moved it to Wednesday because of Thanksgiving. I think they moved it to whatever. It was the number one show in America for that week. And for every week, we beat CSI for the remainder of that season. Starting with the Dead Grandma Lie. So it's technically since 2003, but I'm guessing that they didn't start like 2001 probably started the TV season as the number one show and just maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, but 2003, Survivor was the number one show on CBS.
I'm not going to fact
check. It was actually the number one show of anything 2003. We yeah. So
I'm not going to fact check you, but I believe that because I don't think that the rating started to take a dip until like after All-Stars.
Yeah, which caught Amazon had either dropped to number 3 or number 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they had stayed 1 and 2 through the first 4 for the first 5 seasons, they were the number 1 and 2 in the ratings. So, mm-hmm. maybe the first 4, maybe 5 dropped to number 4 and then maybe Amazon dropped all the way to number 5. But there was so much. I mean, we had Friends and Sign. You know, you had all these shows on at that time. So,
yeah. So. Well, there you go, everybody. So feel better because after Bradley last week said, oh, we're getting beat by The Masked Singer, then it's like, oh, we're the highest rated CBS show since either 2001 or 2003, whichever one it is.
A lot of motherfuckers watch that Masked Singer show.
It's so bad.
It's horrible.
It's not going to last. It's second season. The third season will be below Survivor, no doubt.
It'll be below most things. Those things have no shelf life, like something like that. But like, no, I had, you know, seen commercials. I finally sat down. I watched one episode. I was like, top 50 worst things I've ever seen ever in the history of it. But I don't like singing shit. I collect vinyl and I like my music and I like a vast variety, but I don't like watching singing shows. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like America's Got Talent, you better have a good story. You need a dead relative, burn victim, something for me to press that.
Now
that
you know vote. What Fair Play likes, everybody.
Yeah, burn victims.
But who do you like at number 5? You gave us your 6. You didn't give us your 5.
Lauren.
Yeah.
So same reasons as Alexa. I think she's playing a low key game. I think she's extremely likable. You know, like her sense of humor's there. She, you know, I'm sure she's sitting around. I probably the reason she's not getting as much airtime as she potentially could is because she's probably walking around singing Britney Spears songs and fucking cracking everybody up. And they're just like, we can't use this. And she's like, well, I ain't done, motherfucker. I'm gonna keep singing.
Yeah, she was great last week at the Nora thing, and it seemed like the tribe definitely said, all right, Lauren, you can say it.
You're on this. Yeah. No, she's definitely in the loop. She's extremely likable. She seems fun. I don't feel that there's any that archetype character that they like to pigeonhole an African-American woman in. I don't think I think they're pushing Missy into that role more so than Lauren. So plus, I mean, I just love that there's two black women on the seat. It's just like, hey, congratulations. Cause I always thought at any given time, there was only one black woman available to ever play Survivor, but you can have two. So that's awesome. Are. So, you know, rumor has it and 3, I don't
allegedly.
You could
a wild concept. Oh. Huh? Wild.
Yeah.
For some reason, that just triggered Alexa.
What did you say?
Triggered 3? My Alexa real bad. The I don't know.
3
what?
Triggers. I'm going to rattle off while Alexa figures out. I'm going to rattle off my next 3 because Fair Play's already talked about them. And Alexa, you talked about one of them and you both talked about Elizabeth. I got Jason at 6, the villain of this season. 7, I have Elaine. And then 8, I have Elizabeth. I think all of these people are safe. I actually think that these are like 3 of the biggest characters on this season and are probably going to be 3 of the biggest characters all the way up until, you know, mid-merge. I think that that's the first time we're going to see one of these 3 go home. I can't believe.
Why wouldn't you have Elaine higher up?
Because I think that Dan, Jamal, Kelly, and Tommy are also all going to be huge characters. Like, this is still my top half. You know, this is still my. We're 16, Fair Play, 16, and Elaine's not going.
I'm
to
about
win.
To rattle off 3 in a row, also. So we'll move along.
I hope you're right. I hope at the end of the season, it's just like, man, like there's 8 motherfuckers I like, but I think it's gonna be 3.
Who are your 3?
Like when this is all said, like who are we gonna be talking about?
Yeah.
Well. Elaine, Dan, and Jason.
Yeah, see, I think that there's more. I think Kelly, I think Jamal, I think Missy.
Nah, I don't think Kelly. I think Kelly has the numbers because of the Island of the Idols thing as far as confessional count. But I mean, she's not. I mean, I don't want her to narrate my season if I'm out there.
Yeah. I still think she's going to be a huge role in this. Yeah.
I think narrators for me as a survivor and as a TV breaker downer, I think that's the professional term.
Definitely.
That's actually the professional term. Yeah. That's what Cesar Enno calls himself every episode.
Yes. I think that's it. Or analyst. But I don't think it's as easy to say as breaker downer.
No, breaker downer's got a ring to it that just flows.
Well, I'm a part-time truck driver, so I say breaker a lot. Because you have to say breaker. I mean that's
the only way that the other people can hear you.
Yeah, obviously. So breaker downer. I don't like. So for me, a narrator is like you can Vesepia your way into a win, but you weren't the narrator. So when it's all said and done, like they just filmed season 40 and Vesepia didn't get the call.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I like her in real life? Is she great? She awesome? Yes. As a narrator, no. So I think the people that are going to kill it with the confessionals and the narrations are going to be your Elaine's, your Jason's, and your Dan's.
I agree with that. No, that makes sense. I do think Missy still has hope though.
Yeah,
Misty and Lauren, I actually do think.
War Dog was,
he's the narrator.
If you think about the people that you'll remember from Edge of Extinction, the correct answer is no one. But after that, War Dog.
I'd say War Dog's like the ninth most memorable from that season.
I'd say Devin's one, War Dog two.
Devin's, Wentworth, David, Joe.
Are we including returnees?
No.
Lauren.
I get your Lauren love. I think Lauren would be better suited for like the Bachelorette.
Alexa clicked that. I did not click that. All right, we're moving on.
And for those of you who are listening, I loved Lauren. This comment was actually about War Dog.
Yeah.
All right, Alexa, what's your 6, 7, 8?
All right, we've talked about all of them, so we don't need to go into them too fast. So 6 is Jamal's. Actually, no, we haven't talked about my number 7. 6 is Jamal. I think, I don't know if Jamal's going to be villain or not. I think he is. I don't know if he's supposed to be, but I think he is just because, again, he's got like such a good villain voice. To me, like having an, I usually put people with idols at number 1 and 2. I have him at number 6. To me, having an idol probably clearly doesn't mean anything on the season. Mm-hmm. Number 7 is Jack. And I think Jack is totally fine. I don't think he like bounced back from that blindside pretty well. It was kind of Jamal who we saw fighting it a little bit more. Just like, why would Jack go home? Everyone likes him. And he's great in challenges.
Just like Chelsea.
There's nothing. Yeah. I don't even know how to predict anything anymore.
Why are we doing a predictions episode?
I don't know. Do you guys want to
get you on
else?
Our screen? Fair play. We just want to look at
you. What do you guys want to chit chat about? And then number 8 is Jason. I think Jason screwing up at the beginning was such a red herring. I think Jason is totally fine. And I want to meet his Jewish mother so badly.
Do you think he's the villain of this season?
I don't think he is. Okay. I think Jason's going to be our hero, fallen angel.
Okay.
All right, fair play. You're behind by 2 now. Who's your 7 and 8?
Okay, 7, Tommy.
Okay, why so low? What did he do to you?
I haven't fucked his Disney cups yet, so there's that.
Logistically, I'm confused.
What, like we were doing our cast assessment, and as it was going on, like Tommy, it said on his cast preview that he collects Disney collector mug.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I just want to stick my dick in his fucking Disney mugs and not tell him. just dip my ball bag in it.
Every mom who listens to our show. Except the freaky ones, but hey, everybody else is gone.
So I mean, I mean he seems like really nice. So,
what do you have against the mugs?
Yeah. So then he Instagram storied
of
all his mugs.
When he added you, right?
Yeah. He was just like, he goes, leave my mugs alone. So then I re-insta storied it with a fucking eggplant fucking his mugs.
Oh, God. Fairplay sent me the X-rated version of that. Tommy, we look so similar. I got the bad version.
I'm so sorry to everybody.
That wasn't an eggplant.
Yeah.
circle back to that.
Is it because they're just Disney mugs? Like,
yeah, what no, makes
I don't want to get
that.
Weird, but like,
we're already weird.
Yeah, we're already weird.
Anyone
but like,
that collects if you collect mugs, I probably want to put my dick in your mugs.
See, this is so
like in a.
I can't ask the question
way,
I
like
want to ask because it's actually
way.
Too inappropriate.
Well, go ahead.
We'll talk
now.
About this offline. I have a lot of follow up questions.
Hey, remember the days when you were always ready to go? You know, let's talk about getting a super hard dick and putting it in a Disney mug. Well, now you can. Go to bluechew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. These things work twice as fast. Most guys talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps you follow through. We're giving away super hard dicks right here. That's super hard dicks. You go to bluechew.com and use the promo code SURVIVOR for free hard dicks. Just pay the $5 shipping, but use the promo code SURVIVOR and get yourself a super hard dick. Phil, this thing works. I don't know if you know, but anyone out there listening right now, go ahead, get this Blue Chew. Send your dick pics to @ Phil Wood on Twitter.
At Johnny Fairplay.
Listen, I'm good. I got a super hard dick. I'm trying to give away more super hard dicks.
Oh my god!
I need to quit this podcast.
Oh boy.
So if you want a fucking Disney mug, go to bluechew.com, use promo code SURVIVOR. It's free, $5 shipping, and you'll have a super hard dick to fuck those Disney mugs.
So what's good, guys, is 5% of any sales on Blue Chew this week goes to the Survivor Specialist because Fairplay read that on here. So if you guys, this is the week to buy it. This is the week to go buy it.
Share that comment. Was it RIP my innocence?
RIP my innocence.
We have a couple of good comments.
Oh, okay. @Phil_Wood_Jr.
Thank you for that, Andy Vogel. I appreciate that.
Flip into Phil's DMs with those super hard dick pics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag super hard dick.
Try to be impressive. Try to be impressive.
Yeah. No one wants to see a not super hard dick, I assure you.
I like this one.
Oh, Lexa,
we clicked it at the same time. Yes. There get you your go. Husband.
I thought that getting up and walking away would stop it, but
Oh no! It's just like, Phil, do you ever need this?
I had to finish the copy.
You know it so well.
Yeah, Phil, would you try this? Have you ever done Viagra?
I have not. I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, just a little extra. You know.
Oh, and yeah, so on that note,
I don't know what to do.
Number 8?
Putting the wood in the wood. Oh, man, why do you guys have Blue Chew as a sponsor?
No one wants a sponsor.
We need to. How did that happen? Alexa, can you reach out to Blue Chew after this so we can get
Yeah,
them
I would
sponsor?
Use your picture over Phil's, I assure you.
Well, hit them up.
Oh, I don't know. I could be like a poster child for it.
You could.
I would love to try to do that ad read and not cry.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh my god, Matt is dying every time because I do.
Matt gets so uncomfortable when you do it.
Oh my god. So well, because you're supposed to make it personal, I'm just like, you're having trouble fulfilling your wife, Matt. Let's talk about it.
you just like the way you transition it is just so out of nowhere.
Oh yeah.
So
well, we were talking about sticking dicks in mugs. I felt like it was the perfect time.
I don't know how we got there. Oh yeah, fix your screen.
What are you frozen?
I don't know. Your screen's all black.
Oh, he's black. I don't have him as black. I just have him frozen.
I can see me. So what do I need to do?
We have this great image. I have a great image of you right now, and I kind of love it because, like, it's kind of like we just have Fairplay with like his mouth somewhat open. Oh, now he's gone. Okay, now he's back.
Did that help it?
No,
I started and stopped it. Yeah.
If someone is tuning in now, they must be so confused.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we
take me out and bring me back in? That usually does it.
All right, let me do it. Oh Alexa, you want to click him? I wanted to. All right, now I can see him. He's back.
He's back.
Okay, there you go.
Fairplay, your mouth was kind of like frozen, like that. And but it was great because you're sitting over here going, I'm gonna put dicks in coffee mugs and stuff. And it's like, wow, okay, this is where we're at now. Wow. So anybody who's made it this far into the episode 5 predictions and power rankings, congratulations. You've made it. I don't know how. We're still not technically halfway through because Fair Play still hasn't told us it's number 8.
Yeah, but Phil's sending out Billy Garcia coins to anyone that's made it this far. So
Phil and I had a meltdown last week because I dropped one F-bomb and Phil said the word bosom. Look at where we are now.
Yeah.
Well,
Fair Play, how do you feel about the word bosom?
Let's move on.
Okay, what's number 8?
Honestly, I didn't need a blue chew tonight.
I feel very negative about the
top
word
right on my screen.
Am I in the top right of your screen?
Nope.
Oh my God.
So I do like that you spend the extra $19.95 a month to have your little cartoon picture up there. I couldn't pull the trigger on that.
It's a little bit cheaper. Ask them. They give it to you for cheaper. Ask them.
It's sponsored by Blue Chew.
I actually don't remember, but we don't pay $19.95.
I'm going to Google Blue Chew.
All right. Who's your number 8, Fair Play?
I don't know. Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah, I got her in a fine spot. I think she's in the loop in a lot of stuff. As I said, I just don't think she's killing it on her confessionals. And so as a result, like if she does make it far, I don't want her to tell the story of how she got us this far. Okay. I think there's other people I'd rather listen to.
Yeah, I wonder what, like, if some one of these people who has gone out of the idols early in the game, I wonder what it's going to be like if they get to Final 3 and then they're trying to talk about their game and how Island of the Idols affected literally their entire game. Like, Kelly would be one of those people who, first person to go to Island of the Idols and get an idol. It's kind of a weird thing to pitch to the jury, I think, at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, especially not knowing that they're in the spy shack, you know, watching. Mm-hmm. I think Jeff's gonna tell. I don't know, maybe he shouldn't, but because how cool would that be? It's just like, yeah, so you know, Boston Rob and Sandra get there like bullshit. And you know, there's like 8 people, you know, the ones that did go, they're like, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, number 9, I have Janet, number 10, I have Jack. So Janet, I actually love her, and I have her the lowest out of everybody. I just worry because she is the older woman that she could be in trouble this week. And then 9, number 10, I have Jack. I have no idea with Jack. No idea.
Yeah. I have my number 9, too.
Who's your number 9?
Jack.
Oh, I had him at 10. I had Janet.
Sorry.
I was like, oh, good, you have your number 9. People are saying that they can't see you, but I can see you, so I don't know.
Okay. I can see me.
I can see you. Alexa, you could see him, right?
I'm sorry. I was on the Blue Chew website.
Can you see Johnny Fairbairn?
did you type in promo code Survivor?
That's such a bad promo code.
Do you think they love that we have that as the promo code?
I can't.
That is a
did you ask me?
Can you see Fair Play?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, like, he's fine.
He's fine.
Oh, everybody's right. Saying it's a black screen.
Removed. Added back
he's
in.
Back.
Yeah, I'm back.
We'll see if that worked.
What's up? What do we know?
I mean, honestly, if you guys can't see Fair Play, you're going to survive. Trust me. Just listen.
It's fine.
Just listen. He still looks the same.
Yeah. I mean,
promo code Survivor. All right. Who's your number 9, Alexa?
My number 9 is Tom. And then my number 10 is Missy. I think Missy, we were talking about this in the recap, like Missy in the game. I think she's fine. I think fans are thinking she's overplaying or like she made the wrong move voting out Chelsea. This is where now I'm reading into Chelsea's exit interviews a lot. And I guess I couldn't be reading too much because I have Elizabeth the number 2, but I'm an Elizabeth stan, so whatever. But Chelsea was just like, this was not a good move for them. And I think Chelsea's understandably upset, but I don't think she's like salty. So I don't think this worked out for them. I don't think this works out for that group. And this was really kind of Missy's party. I just don't really know who's going, like, depending on who Missy ends up with, she has shown she isn't loyal to her really, really close allies. And so if I'm her close ally, I'm really scared after what happened with Chelsea. And now she's going into a smaller group with less people she knows.
Yeah, yeah. I would have put Missy way higher. I have her 11. So like not too far after you. I wanted to put her way higher, but I just don't have a good feel about it. It's weird. It's very weird.
And all right. Tom is 10. I don't know why.
I also want to prove to everybody that, now, if you look at my screen, look, whoa, there's Fair Play. You see him? He's right there.
I'm here.
He's there. Like, we could really see him. All right, anyway.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Where are we at?
All right. My number 9 was Jack. Yeah. Number 10. I have Aaron. Aaron, number 10. I think, you know, I think he's strong. I think if when the split happens, if he ends up on a weaker tribe, that his stock goes immensely up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think there's that. I mean, I think that's the most important thing. So, yeah, that's it. So, and then my, I'll go ahead and do my number 11. I have Jamal at 11.
Okay.
Wow.
So
low down there.
Pretty low.
I don't think, I mean, I feel like there's plenty more after that. I just,
Alexa had him in six. Go ahead.
I feel that there's plenty after 11. I mean, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15. I mean, I don't know. I just, I feel like Jamal hasn't had a good read on the room yet. Like, I think he's very likable, and I think he's also the kind of player that you can overlook. But I think when it's time to pull the trigger on Jamal, that idol will be in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. I think he might be able to play it because I don't think he feels comfortable with anybody. And especially with a swap, maybe he can get in with some of the Lyro people. But if he ends up on a mostly Vokai tribe, I don't think that he buys them saying, oh, we're just going to work together Vokai strong. I don't think he's going to believe it.
All right. Well, but then he's the episode after that, unless he gets another idol. I mean, I just, you know, I don't know.
I've been terrible so far this season. So although I am winning this power rankings thing, it's all because I had Molly at like 12. Other than that, I've been horrible. So I had Chelsea at one as well. I had a rip on Bradley, but I had her at one. So I've been bad.
All right.
Alexa, who's your 11?
My 11 is Elaine. And it's kind of for the same reason as Missy and Tom. I think Elaine's kind of fine. I probably should have put her a lot higher. But like her edit's just been super weird. Like she was America's, like everyone loved her. And then she totally fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Episodes 2 and 3, not a single
so
confessional.
Weird.
No, she went from 7 and then 0-0 and then 3 on this past one.
Yeah.
And with as big of a personality as she is, you'd think she would have had a lot more.
I want a lot more from her. So I don't know. I have her low down just because I'm feeling like kind of low on the loci. Jeez. That's what the merge tribe has to be. The Lyro tribe. But, I don't know. I think Elaine's like objectively fine.
Yeah, I have Lauren at 12. I don't really know. I have her there because it's just weird with her right now. I feel like I should like her. I feel like she should be so much more center of attention. And I still keep going back to that time when Molly went home and Tommy, the next episode, got all the credit for it. And yeah. Lauren just didn't get anything.
So her stock's rising. She had one confessional on the first episode, one on the second, 0 on the third, and then 3.
Yeah, she was huge last week, and there were scenes where she didn't even have confessionals.
Exactly. Exactly. So I mean, as I said, she seemed really likable on the cast assessment. I thought she was going to be a standout character early. So we're only 4 episodes in on a boring
20
season.
People is a lot. On a
20 is
season.
Like Pearl Islands was 16, and by episode 4, I felt you knew who you liked, knew who you hated, knew who you know,
knew you couldn't wait for Burton and Lil to come back.
20 is also a lot when you're losing like 10 minutes of screen time to only one person.
Yeah. Well, two people.
Three. Yeah.
Well, no, just really two.
Yeah.
Who's your 12, Fair Play?
Missy. I think she's a strong player. I like her a lot. She reminds me a lot of Michaela, but I think for the reasons that I like Michaela, but are also the reasons that work against Michaela, and Missy is traveling down that road. So I could see the tribe swap her with some new people and just not feeling it that day on wanting to be friends, and that's all it would take. So she seems a little moody.
She was my winner pick, and I think she's playing a really good game, but I almost think she's playing too good of a game too early.
Yeah. But didn't she seem like, you know, when she throws in an idea and it wasn't, you know, 100% received, she's like, well, what kind of shit is this? It's like, whoa. Yeah, I mean,
a little,
I mean, Not, you know, fuck you, but, you know, she was agitated. So she didn't
finish your thought. I keep interrupting you.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like if the key to a good move on Survivor is making someone else think it's their idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen her display those actions.
Yeah.
I'm getting a Victoria vibe from her because I don't think she hasn't been playing as if she has an emotional attachment to the players, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But it just seems really stark because this is a season where I feel like a lot of people are very kind of emotionally invested.
Yeah. I mean, it's old school in that. Like I like there's so many aspects this season that I just want to love. I mean, I love the diversity. I love the interaction, the relationship. I mean, it feels like an old school season, but I mean, if you go back and watch an old school season, they're kind of boring. So maybe like, you get what you wish for, right?
Alexa, how do you feel about old school seasons such as season 7?
Season 7's trash.
There you go. Kind of boring, right? A little boring.
I'll have to give it. I'm rewatching Borneo right now, which is pretty darn boring.
More so, like Borio.
Hey. So I'll give you guys a rewatch soon.
Okay. I just think we should just probably just kind of just pencil in something for the two of us to. I mean, because Phil's busy doing.
I'm
stuff.
Busy. Yeah.
Being always.
West Coast,
Yeah.
Once baseball season's over, what does Alexa do?
I don't nothing. Do shit until spring training.
It's like my pastor. I get like, I'm just like, what do you work? One day a week?
Dream.
Fair Play has a pastor, everybody.
Yeah.
Most shocking thing that's happened on this podcast.
BlueChew.com.
Pastor. Pastor.
Do not send my pastor. Hashtag super hard dick pics, please.
Oh, God. We need somebody to create a Twitter account. Johnny Fairplay's pastor.
I'm sure there is. I mean, he's already blocked.
Someone's got to do that. That's so good.
I love it. Alexa, right. Who's your 12?
My number 12 is Mr. Dan. Mm. I think he's kind of okay, but I don't know if it's Jamal or Tommy. I keep forgetting. There are seeds being planted about people wanting Dan out. And when you enter a swap, if one of those people is on the tribe with him and they want to be kind of spicy, they'll work with the others to get him out. And I think that's how Dan could go home.
Yeah, I think it's just too early for him. I don't know. I agree with what you're saying. I just think it's too early.
Yeah. But like, same for everyone else.
Maybe. Yeah, this is a
like
weird
Molly,
season.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I have Tom at 13. I don't really have much to say on Tom. I think he could get a stray bullet out of swap, which is what's about to happen. So maybe he could get a stray bullet this week, but there's really no reason to have him go. But there was also no reason his name was being brought up when Vince went home. So maybe he's just on their radars. I don't know.
Was that 13?
That was my 13.
Yeah, I have Tom at 13 as well.
Okay.
I have Karishma at 13. I think she's ditching the Lyro group, but Vokai's are going to use her as a swing vote to get rid of one of their own.
Yeah, I have her at 14 as well. I have 14 instead of 13. I think that she's actually going to find herself in a better position because there's a swap. Because now I think Vokai's going to want her. And Lyro might not have a choice but to need her. So whichever way the numbers go, I think Karishma ends up being okay.
Yeah, I have her at 15.
Okay.
I think she's next to guys. I think she shows that she doesn't fit in with the swap tribe either. And it's just an easy vote. And give her and label episode 5 as another like episode 6 this season fucking through the roof.
I'm assuming you have Dean at 14.
Yes, I have.
And then you have Nora.
Let's say it all together.
Then I have Nora.
Yeah, so we all have Nora.
Yep. Yeah.
I go Aaron 14, Dean 15, Nora 16. But I should have put Aaron and Elaine a lot higher because I think they're fine.
Yeah, I think it's either Nora or Dean this week. I have Dean at 15.
I have Karishma at 16, Nora at 15. But I have Dean right there. I have Dean, Nora, Karishma. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you actually think Karishma goes this week instead of Nora. Alexa and I are both on the Nora train.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Nora just gets lucky. She's on the tribe that doesn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, I you know what? seems like a Billy Garcia coin flip type of.
Oh, moment. Here we go. Let's see what it's going to be. That thing's going to hit the ground and cause an earthquake over there.
Good. So heads is the skull is. Okay.
Oh my God.
Nora.
Okay. Here we go, Alexa. We're putting them full screen.
Full screen. Here we go.
So the skull is Nora and the survivor is Karishma.
Okay. Here we go. Survey says it's Karishma.
There we go. The coin never lies.
Never.
That's Bill one Garcia thing about a Billy never. Garcia coin. They do not lie.
So Karishma in spot 16, Nora in spot 15. That leaves only the eliminator game left. Alexa, do you know who won MVP? I did not look.
No.
Okay. We're going to
we'll get back to you on that.
We'll get back to everybody on that. All right. Eliminator game. Who you got? Fair play.
I don't even know what that means. This is
yeah,
like
you the do fucking, listen to us every week.
This is like the fucking wand off.
every week.
Wandoff.com/survivor.
Every week you have to pick a player who's not going to go home. You can only pick each player once. And once they get voted out, you can no longer pick that person. So you're trying to, you know, you got to navigate
them. Football.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so far, Janet, Chelsea, and Kelly have been taken. Really good move by Carl taking Chelsea. He's like the hero for the tribe.
Okay. So you don't want them taken.
You can't take any of those people.
Yeah. No, I know. But like you want to pick someone that doesn't get that like makes it through this vote, but don't steal like a super good one.
Yeah, you don't want to take like if you think
Elaine's gonna win, you don't use Elaine for a low vote here.
Absolutely.
Okay. But couldn't I fuck it up for other people?
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's the fun. You just don't want to be the one who screws it up for yourself, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna go a late person. Tom hasn't been picked.
No.
Take him.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take Tom.
I'm going to take Tom, too. So Fair Play and I could be eliminated on the same week. Not that it would affect Fair Play's life at all, but it would affect mine.
No, yeah. I'm already over it.
There you go.
I'm going with Karishma because I don't know when I'll be able to pick her again.
Okay. Yeah. In terms of fantasy game, I know everybody cares about that. I still have a perfect team. Alexa's lost two people and Vaughn has lost two people. So I'm chilling. I'm just chilling. Perfect team. Happens every year, and then I won't get a winner or anybody in the final three, but I have a perfect team this far. So that's all
there
really
you have
matters.
It.
I'm taking Blue Chew. So
that's it. I should have said who is the eliminator pick brought to you by like Blue Chew. Who's the rock hard Blue Chew pick of the week? You know,
hey, they're made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct to your home. They're cheaper than a pharmacy.
So you make a Canadian. You take a Canadian when this is made in the USA.
Love that. Yeah.
There you go.
Can't be more American than that.
There you go. Use promo code Survivor.
Well, we did it, guys, in less than an hour and a half.
I think it's pretty strong. I mean, these are I don't know why you waste my talents on this horse shit, but I enjoy it. I mean, it's fun for me, but anyone listening going, man, Fair Play has some pretty valid points. No, I didn't. No. So fucking Elaine's going home. Next is fucking Jason and yeah. No, I just butchered their seasons. I apologize to you guys. You seem like good TV and fun people. So no, I picked Chelsea. I fucked her life up as she knows it. I'm sorry. I don't like net. Don't have me on these shows. Like you guys do other shows that I feel I could be a better asset, but this is not.
Like, we'll have you on then.
Okay, well,
come on over.
All right. Well, I mean, but I hope that we entertain, and I hope that you guys' picks were good. So, do we have any? Should we take a couple questions? I feel it's anticlimactic. Me shitting on my
yourself.
My soothsayer abilities. So,
Phil, what do you got?
What do I have? I missed half of that because my entire stream cut out, so I wasn't even here. So all I really got at the end was like you guys giggling together, and it was really cute. That's really all I got.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we giggle together.
When I'm not here, the podcast runs smoother between Fair Play and Alexa. So I missed everything else. I really did.
No, I just said I'm not good at these. So did you have any questions?
No, I think you did a very good job, honestly. Oh. But we'll see how it actually goes down. Who's your winner pick?
At this point?
Yeah.
I think Elaine is the fun story, but I think she gets her legs chopped out at four, maybe. If you're smart, you knock her out at four.
I don't think they'd let Elaine get there.
Wow. I think I like the final three, Elizabeth, Jason, and Dan. Dan doesn't get a vote. And Elizabeth is more likable over Jason. So I think Elizabeth's my
beautiful timeline.
My new
you are smitten, fair play.
You love her.
Yeah.
No,
fair play is worse than me with Victoria, me with Michelle. This is fair play all in. He is blinded by Elizabeth.
No, she seems like a big like she looks like she beat my butt. Like I'm not into that.
I'm into that. Oh.
Yeah, that's not so even with the blue chew, that's not my jam. so no, I mean, I don't know. I just think of who's left. I just think she just seems likable. I think I like Elaine more, but there's no way that, I mean, I just as aggressively as they're playing, someone has to do the math on Elaine's final jury speech at 4 or 5 going, mm-hmm. You know, this girl can win, right?
Yeah. Like, well, she got the kiss of death like in episode 1.
Yeah.
So I don't think Elaine's going to win just because I don't think they'll ever let her get there.
I mean, it would kind of be, it would be like a big middle finger to like all the super fans who like either aren't on this season, or we've had Nora go over there and not know who Boston Robin
Whatever.
And Elizabeth really didn't have any clue. So it would be really funny if like Elizabeth ends up winning this season after like we get Chelsea and we get Molly and we get Vince, and then it's like, and then Elizabeth wins and she was kind of confused who Sandra and Boston were.
I think she was,
I would love that.
I feel she was less confused than Nora. Like Nora had no idea
what was going on.
All Nora, like people are just like, well, you saw her. So I'm just like, yeah, she's just like more airtime.
Like screaming.
Would you like to buy some Herbalife?
Yeah.
Use promo code Survivor.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If I could go to the Island of the Idols and be like, hey, have you guys heard about Blue Chew? What's your name?
Not say
let me
anything
teach
else.
You guys a lesson.
Yeah. You want to know a lesson? Talk about some hashtag super hard dicks.
What a hashtag.
What a hashtag. Fair play. Do you want to say anything else after that, or should you go out with hashtag super hard dick?
I think that's pretty strong.
I think that's a good ending. I think that's a good one. Alexa, you should take us home.
Well, if you would like to tweet at us, make sure to tweet at Survivor Specialist, but do not use that hashtag. Only use hashtag save intern. Or use hashtag super hard dicks, whatever you guys are into. Make sure to like us on Facebook, but definitely don't post that on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. We're over 6,000 followers on YouTube, which is super exciting. So keep subscribing. Listen to us on iTunes, on Spotify, and Phil and Intern. Yes, we'll be back.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday because Alexa's doing.
Yes, game world two of the series. World. Yeah, game two. Did Phil really post to Alexa?
Yes.
The world may never know.
Yes. Not what
yes,
she's
I will be at World Series game two. So I will not be here on Wednesday, but Phil and Robert will do great without me. And thanks for coming on, Mr. Fairplay. We always love having you.
Oh, yeah. Go to subscribe to my YouTube. All the links for everything is at SurvivorNSFW.com. So subscribe to the iTunes thing, but more importantly, subscribe to my YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then do the Patreon. We do a weekly Q&A. It's fun. Me and Matt. That's our favorite podcast. I'm sure you guys' Patreon stuff is your favorite.
We're actually about to do our Patreon Q&A.
Yeah. That's your favorite podcast of the week, I'd imagine.
My favorite one of the week is I do the Will episode with the other Survivor specialist, Will, the one who was before Alexa. That's my favorite one of the week because he just talks the entire time. I lob him questions and he just talks for 20 minutes and I just sit there.
Is that is that Patreon stuff?
It's Patreon only. Yeah.
So go right now, go to patreon.com/survivorspecialist. Then go to patreon.com/survivorNSFW. And that's all you need. You don't need anything else. You're good. And get a t-shirt, use promo code retail by tomorrow at 1 p.m. And you get a phone call from me, Johnny. I'm making phone calls, I don't know, tomorrow maybe. And like so 20% off. That's the biggest sale that we do all year is 20% off. So go to johnnyfairplay.com, get your shirt. But the links for everything are at survivornsfw.com. And I love you guys. I'm so happy.
Wow.
Like, I wish I had more enemies in the podcast world. I don't like that Joanne and Stacey. They seem way too friendly for any. Like,
we can start. I don't know who they are, but we can start trashing you if you want.
Well, I mean, they just seemed like too friendly for like fucking human beings. It's like you guys are nice, and I like that you're nice, but they're just like that was delightful. It's like, oh my god, who, stop!
Delightful.
Don't say the word delightful on a podcast. So I hate them. I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. And go get yourself some Blue Chew.
Go get our Blue Chew. I'm not even going to hit end broadcast because I'm too busy getting Blue Chew.
Oh my God. Someone help me.